We talk a lot about the importance of a healthy lifestyle, but how much does excess weight really increase your risk of cancer? Let's deep dive into this connection, figure out the why, and see what it means for all of us.
Yeah, it's a big question and honestly a little concerning the more we learn about it.
So before we get into the scary stuff, how do we even define obesity? It's not as easy as just looking at someone and, you know.
Right. Appearances can be deceiving. Doctors usually start with body mass index, or BMI, which is based on your height and weight.
Ah, so BMI, it's a starting point, but not the whole story.
You got it. It's good for research on big populations, but other things matter too, like where your body fat is, like what's your waist size, what's your overall body composition. Those things give you a much more personalized picture.
That makes sense. And our sources mentioned BMI is different for kids and teens, which makes sense. They're still growing. But let's shift gears a bit. How common is obesity? We hear the word a lot, but what are the actual numbers?
Well, that's where it gets concerning. Back in 2011, about 27.4% of adults in the U.S. were obese or severely obese.
Okay, so about 1 in 4 back then. That's already a lot of people.
It is, and by 2020, it had jumped to 31.9%. That's a significant increase in less than 10 years.
Wow, that's a huge jump. And our sources mentioned there are also differences among different racial and ethnic groups when it comes to obesity, which is definitely something to keep in mind. But you're here to help us dig into this. So how is obesity actually linked to cancer?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and it gets tricky. A lot of the research is what we call observational, meaning we see connections, but it's tough to say for sure if one thing directly causes the other.
So just because we see a link doesn't mean it's a straightforward cause and effect.
Exactly. Think of it like trying to untangle a really complicated knot. There are a lot of factors involved, and we are still figuring it all out.
Okay, so we can't say with certainty that obesity causes cancer, but what does the research show? What are scientists seeing?
Well, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IRRC, has found strong evidence linking higher body fat to a higher risk of several types of cancer.
And when they say increased risk, it's significant. I mean, we're talking someone with severe obesity is 7 times more likely to develop endometrial cancer compared to someone with a healthy weight.
Yeah, 7 times. It's a big difference. And it's not only endometrial cancer. There's also esophageal cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, even certain blood cancers. The list goes on.
That's a lot of different types of cancer that seem to be connected to obesity. Definitely something to take seriously. But here's the big question, the why. What is actually happening in the body that might explain this connection?
Researchers have identified a few things, and they're all fascinating in their own right. One is the role of estrogen. Did you know fat tissue produces more estrogen?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true. And this excess estrogen can actually fuel the growth of certain cancers that are sensitive to hormones, like some breast cancers and endometrial cancer.
So the extra fat tissue is kind of messing with the body's hormones.
Exactly. And then you have insulin and IGF-1. These are hormones that, when you have too much, well, they can make cells grow more quickly, which can potentially lead to cancer. And we see higher levels of these hormones in people who are dealing with obesity.
So again, it seems like the extra weight is throwing off the body's normal processes, like a domino effect.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's chronic inflammation. We know that things like gallstones and fatty liver disease, which are more common with obesity, can lead to inflammation throughout the body.
And being inflamed all the time can't be good.
Nope, not at all. It's like your body is constantly in overdrive trying to fix the damage, and over time, this can increase the risk of certain cancers.
This is all making a lot of sense now, but wait, there's more, right? You mentioned something earlier called adipokines. What are those exactly?
Oh, right, adipokines. These are hormones specifically made by fat cells. And here's the thing, they can either tell cells to grow or tell them to stop growing. But in obesity, the balance of these signals gets thrown off.
So it's not just about having more fat cells, but how those cells are behaving, what messages they're sending to the rest of the body.
Precisely. And on top of all that, fat cells can actually influence other pathways in the body related to cell growth and metabolism. It's a whole intricate web of interactions.
It's incredible how much is going on in our bodies that we're totally unaware of. Like a whole secret world operating beneath the surface.
I know, right? And the more we learn, the more we realize just how complex and fascinating it all is.
Yeah.
And how much we don't know yet.
Speaking of unknowns, you mentioned earlier there are other factors besides these mechanisms that could be playing a role in the obesity cancer link. What else is there?
Right. It's not just about these mechanisms working in isolation. Obesity can also impact something called tumor immunity, which is basically your body's ability to fight off cancer cells.
So it's like our defenses are down when we need them most.
Exactly. It's like having a weakened army when you're facing a big battle. And to make matters worse, there's evidence that obesity can actually change the environment surrounding tumors, making them more aggressive and harder to treat.
Okay, now that's a scary thought.
Hmm.
So if obesity is linked to this higher cancer risk, does losing weight lower it? Like, what happens if someone loses weight after a cancer diagnosis?
That's the big question. And unfortunately, the research isn't totally clear yet. A lot of the studies we have are observational, which, you know, makes it hard to say for sure if it's the weight loss itself or other factors causing the changes.
So it's not as simple as saying lose weight, reduce your risk.
I wish it were that easy. There's no one size fits all answer. But there are some promising findings. For example, some studies show a lower risk of certain cancers, like breast and colon cancer, after weight loss. We need more research, though.
What about something like bariatric surgery? That often leads to significant weight loss. Does that seem to have a different impact?
Now, that is a really interesting question, and there's actually some good news there. Studies have shown a link between bariatric surgery, which often leads to really significant weight loss, and a lower risk of various cancers, especially in women. It seems like that big drop in weight can have a protective effect. But we need more research to fully understand the long-term effects, you know, and whether this is true for everyone.
That makes sense. What about cancer survivors specifically? Does losing weight after a diagnosis make a difference for them?
That's where the data gets a bit murky, especially when it comes to breast cancer, which has been the focus of most research in this area. Some studies show that weight loss after a breast cancer diagnosis can lead to good changes in certain biomarkers, but we don't know for sure how it impacts things like recurrence or survival rates.
So there are hints it might be helpful, but we just don't have all the answers yet.
Exactly. A lot more research needs to be done.
It sounds like there's still so much to learn about this whole obesity-cancer connection. What are researchers focusing on now to help us fill in these gaps? What's everyone excited about?
Researchers are really digging into several areas right now. One is the gut microbiome, which is, you know, that collection of trillions of bacteria living in our gut.
Oh, yeah. The gut microbiome. You hear so much about that these days. Seems like it's connected to everything.
It really does. And that's what makes this research so cool. We're discovering more about how the gut microbiome's role in obesity and type 2 diabetes could also be playing a part in cancer risk. Like all these different health puzzles are starting to connect.
That's wild. So much of our health seems to come back to gut health these days.
Yeah.
What else are scientists looking into?
Well, another hot topic is the tumor microenvironment. Remember we talked about how obesity can actually change the environment around tumors?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, researchers are trying to figure out exactly how this happens on a molecular level and how these changes impact the way cancer develops and spreads.
So it's not just about the cancer cells themselves, but the whole world they're living in.
Exactly. And then there's the research on insulin receptor signaling. Remember how we discussed how high insulin levels are often seen in obesity and could fuel cancer? Well, scientists are trying to figure out how insulin receptors on cells contribute to this, and if we could target them to create new treatments.
It seems like we're making real progress in understanding how obesity and cancer are linked.
Absolutely. The research is moving so fast, and it's exciting to see what we're uncovering. The more we learn about this connection, you know, about how obesity, cancer risk, and even those individual differences all come into play, the better we'll be at figuring out how to prevent and treat cancer.
That's the ultimate goal,
right?
Right? To give people the knowledge and the tools to take control of their health. This whole deep dive has been pretty eye-opening, but one thing really got me thinking. We've talked a lot about BMI, but what about those other aspects of metabolic health? Things like blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure. Could getting a handle on those things be the key to even more personalized prevention in the future?
You're spot on. That's such an important point. BMI is useful, but it's just one piece of the puzzle. If we want to understand the big picture of health, we need to look at all these factors together. You know, BMI, individual differences, metabolic health, the whole shebang. That's how we'll develop truly personalized approaches to cancer prevention and care.
That's a great takeaway for our listeners. Don't get too focused on one number or one part of your health. It's all connected.
Wow. I have to say, I've learned a ton today, and I'm sure our listeners have too. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us. And to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of this really important topic. Knowledge is power, right? Keep those brains engaged, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.